Today.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end. So cry no more on the shore. Me.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Still the biggest thrill of all.
in Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
That's it for Merle Haggard. What did he make it to, 79? Yeah, he was all right.
The boy lives in New York City. He chased a boy right through the park. In a place of mistaken identity, he put a foot at his heart.
Listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on the only radio station that gives a damn about you. It's WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
My man was working at the seafood spot, selling fish and chips and peeling bags of pot. Dressed in a pirate's uniform and all, looked like a fool, headed for a fall. He was walking on the lake one night, God bless, heard the scream of a woman in immediate distress. Like a ball, fighting in his chest. He headed down the alley, hoping for the best. He saw the girl who was screaming, her mouth beat shut. Two guys standing by, about to get fucked up. He says, you don't hit the bitches while I'm still alive. Stabbed one in the neck, the other in the eye. The girl ran home, told her daddy she'd been saved by a pirate with a shiv and a real smooth way. The vision of the pirate would surely never fade. So she called the New York Post, tried to get paid.
Superhero, you're my superhero. Superhero,
was having problems like Batman without Robin. The city, the cops, the mob trying to stop him. He needed a sidekick, that's where I came in. Tell a story to the world, help him with his shit. We cruise down the river, patrolling the docks, delivering justice to 8 square blocks. Brooklyn was safe, nobody got shot. We used swords and daggers and kung fu whatnot. This kind of shit's a call and had no choice. Doing it for free like the Village Voice. This ends the first installment of my story. We was good at kicking ass, but bad with the glory.
iPod, 1,000 songs in your pocket.
Cheating now.
need it now. I'm sick of all of this hanging around. I'm sick of the sorrow. I'm sick of the pain. I'm sick of hearing again and again that there's never gonna be peace on earth.
Hello from London.
It's WMFO Medford. We're in 2001. We'll go back a few minutes here on time travel. It's WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. A little technical difficulty there, and all of a sudden the White Stripes ended and Bono began. But we could go back a few minutes here on time travel, so we did. White Stripes, Fell in Love with a Girl from 2001 here on time travel. Not a great year, especially the latter half of that year, of course, with 9/11 happening in 2001. We jump around here from year to year on time travel. Let's go to another one right after this message. Soothe cough medicine here on time travel.
Sounds like you got a nasty cough.
Yeah? No shit.
Here, baby. Try this.
Soothe?
Yeah. Soothe annihilates cough and cold symptoms.
Wow, I'm seeing donkeys.
That's the patented cough-killing concoction of codeine, morphine, and alcohol. Your cold will be history. How's your cold now?
Who the hell are you?
I'm your wife, fool.
Soothe kills a cough fast. And for the kids' chesty cough, it's Soothe Junior, the medication that comes in a fun, animal-shaped container kids will love.
Hey, look at me. I'm binging on medication just like Dad.
Oh, my God, he's barely breathing.
No, that's just the medicine doing its magic.
Thanks to Soothe, his cough is history. With Soothe, you'll forget you had a cough, your name, or where to properly go to the bathroom. Feel better fast with Soothe.
Hello, my name is Jeff Ferguson, and you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 WMFO.
Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 617-627-3800 is the phone number.
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down.
I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle trunk pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
Look at me. Look at me, up and about. I haven't done this in 20 years.
Oh. Grandpa!
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket.
It's ours, Charlie.
I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said
it couldn't be done.
But it can be done.
Ooh, the cane, Charlie. Here I go. Watch my speed.
I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
But it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
From 1971, I've Got a Golden Ticket from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory here on Time Travel. Now I'm going to play something for you from, just a few years ago, an internet sensation, the Honey Badger, here on Time Travel.
This is the Honey Badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty bad. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. The honey badger has been referred to by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. If it's hungry, it's hungry. Ew, what's that in its mouth? Oh, it's got a cobra. Oh, it runs backwards. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it just, ew, and it eats snakes. Oh my God, watch it dig. Look at that digging. The honey badgers really, they have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Look, and it's just grunting and, ew, eating snakes. Ew, what's that, a mouse? Oh, that's nasty. Oh, they're so nasty. Ooh, look, it's chasing things and eating them. The honey badgers have a fairly long body, but a distinctly thick set, broad shoulders, and, you know, their skin is loose, allowing them to move about freely, and they twist around. Now, look. Here's a house full of bees. You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't. It goes right into the house of bees to get some larvae. How disgusting is that? It eats larvae. Ew, that's so nasty. But look, the honey badger doesn't care. It's getting stung like 1,000 times. It doesn't give, it's hungry. It doesn't care about being stung by bees. Nothing can stop the honey badger when it's hungry. Oh, what a crazy look. Ew, it's eating larvae. That's disgusting. There it is, running in slow motion again. See? Now, what's interesting is that other animals, like these birds here, they just like to wait around until the honey badger's done eating, and then it swoops in to pick up the scraps. It says, you do all the work for us, honey badger, and we'll just eat whatever you find. How's that? What do you say, stupid? Look at this bird. Thanks for the treat, stupid. Hey, come back here, says the honey badger. Birds don't care. And you know what? The jackals do it, too. Look at these little dogs. They're like, thanks, stupid. Thanks for the mouse. See you later. The honey badger does all the work while these other animals just pick up the scraps. At nighttime, the honey badger goes hunting because it's hungry. Look, here comes a fierce battle between a king cobra and a honey badger. I wonder what'll happen. Look at this. There's the honey badger just eating a mouse. And then look. Get away from me, says the snake. Get away from me. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger smacks it. And the snake comes back and it lashes right at the honey badger. Oh, little does the honey badger know, FYI, it's been stung. It's been bitten by the snake. So while it's eating the snake, ew, that's disgusting. Meanwhile, the poisonous venom is seeping through the honey badger's body and it passes out. Look at that sleepy. Now the honey badger is just going to pass out for a few minutes and then it's going to get right back up and start eating all over again because it's a hungry little bastard. Look at this. Like nothing happened. The honey badger gets right back up and continues eating the cobra. How disgusting. And of course, what does the honey badger have to eat for the next 3 weeks? Cobra, the honey badger.
Sticking in the early 2000s.
Hang on, there's something in the back room. Hope it's not the creatures from above. You used to read me stories as if my dreams were boring. We all know conspiracies are dumb. What if people knew that these were real? I leave my closet door open all night. I know the CIA would say, what you hear is all hearsay. Wish someone would tell me what was wrong.
I think it's time for some cake.
Without the pretty pink ribbon, you'd end up just like me. Without the pretty pink ribbon, it could never be free without the tight little jacket.
up just like me. Without the pretty pink ribbon, you'd end up just like me. Without the pretty pink ribbon, you'd burn all these dying leaves. Without the pretty pink ribbon, you would lift this steaming herd. You would kill all the sick ones. You would bury them deep in. Up just like me.
Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Thanks for tuning in to your freeform station, high atop Curtis Hall in Medford, Massachusetts. Here's a little audio slave for you from the early 2000s here on Time Travel. Hope you're enjoying your day. Snow, snow, go away. Coming back on December 24th, maybe.
Yeah!
jump back to the 70s here on Time Travel.
Wow, our phone board is just lit up like a Christmas tree, and it seems that everybody out there is really digging your new group, Moran. Congratulations.
Fantastic. Mel, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. You're terrific. You're the best there is.
Well, thank you very much. Insomniacs, let's all get together and give Ron a great big goodbye and a great big thank you for stopping by to Progressive Trends. Thanks,
Fantastic, Ron. Mel. Listen, before I go, I have a little gift for you, a little envelope here.
Oh, thank you.
If you'd be so kind as to open it after I leave the studio. Just a little snowstorm in July, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ron. I got to get out of the way right now, for those nutty, wacky guys from the National Lampoon are going to be in some pretty crazy things to everybody's head. So tune in tomorrow night, Insomniac Time, 2 to 6. This is Mel Brewer. I'll see you then, if you're still awake.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. Listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to your freeform station. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. The Big Picture is coming up next with Lisa and Derek. Once again, thanks for listening to your freeform station. 617-627-3800 is the request line if you want to call on in and make a request or make a comment. I'm going to leave you here tonight with Hold On Tight by ELO. Be back in 2 weeks, Time Travelers, and there'll be a substitute in next week, but Time Travel with Chris Earle is here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m., and thanks for listening.